When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. Then they had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us at the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, was already rolled back. And they entered the tomb. They saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. But all that had been commanded them, they told briefly those around Peter. And afterwards, Jesus sent them out through them from east to west, the sacred and the imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. The Gospel of the Lord.
May be seated. Well, happy Easter. Very good. Well, we've come to our portion, which is the children's sermon. And so I'd ask for all the children to come on up. Don't be shy. You'll get a gift afterwards, I promise. Children or adults that behave like children, come on down. Alex. We got a couple of adults that behave like children, no doubt. Come here, have a seat. Well, you guys look so nice. You see, even some choir members came. That's just have a seat. How's everyone doing? You excited? It's Easter? Yeah? You know what we're doing after the service, right? What are we doing? Easter egg hunt. That's right. There'll be chocolate in there for sure, just to annoy your parents, sugar you up.
And 6 and up will be downstairs.
That's right. Excellent. You know where it's at. That's great. So what do you think we celebrate today? What are we so excited about? Yeah. Here, say that in the Bible.
God rose from the dead.
God rose from the dead. That's right. You know, they call, when what she just read is called the gospel, right? And the gospel also means good news. And how much better good news would we have that God gave his son? And we just went through Holy Week. It was kind of sad because God died, right? But God overcame death. That's what we celebrate today. He resurrected, right? And that's awesome, good news. Now, has anyone ever done anything nice for you, right? What's something that's happened recently? Someone did something nice for you? Anybody? Don't be shy.
The Easter Bunny gave me lots of candy.
Easter Bunny gave candy, yeah. Anybody else? No? Did you get any candy, Calvin? Yeah? He's thinking about it. So when someone does something nice for you, what do? We say what?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's right. We have to be very thankful. So, and if you're excited about something and you're thankful about something, you would go tell everyone that great news, right? So I think it's really important that not just today, because today is special since we celebrate Christ and Christ's victory over death and giving us salvation, but we should go share that good news, shouldn't we? Yeah? If you've been told good news, you want to go tell other people, right? I think that's great. Okay. All right. So remember, after this service, we're going to have an Easter egg hunt. There'll be certain ages up here, right?
And in the family center.
Family center, which is just down the hallway. And then
older kids
are downstairs. So youngest are upstairs, oldest is downstairs. Because unfortunately, it's raining on Easter Sunday. But that's okay. It'll make things grow. All right? Yay, rain. That's right. Okay. Well, I have some gifts for you. Yeah? You want to take it? You want to help me pass it out?
No.
Well, I got to say something to the adults. You know, I'm doing her job for her this Sunday. So as they're passing that out, I say to all of you, you know, I'm reminded there is a theologian in our in church history. His name was Athanasius, and he said, if I had one prayer to pray for the rest of my life, it would be thank you. And I think in a world where we ask a lot, right? Especially with you, we look at our world right now, so much negativity. We're always asking. But I think it's so much more important to be thankful, to be gracious, and then to spread that to somebody else. And I know Episcopalians aren't the best at evangelism, but there's many ways we can share the love of Christ, right? Our church has a lot of wonderful ministries where we poor in our community. We give a lot of help. And so I think we can show Christ's love to a world that desperately needs it. Agreed? All God's people said?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Happy Easter.
Give the kids a round of applause. They did a good job.